Hello, hello. How are you guys doing today? Hope you're all having an amazing day or week and a good month, because I honestly cannot believe that we are in August already. I apologize straight away if my voice sounds a little weird. I was playing with my cat. What the? I thought I heard something. Okay, ignore me. Anyways, I was petting my cat and playing with him and stuff, and I am allergic to my cat, so unfortunately, every time I play with him, I touch my face in some way. I always get like a runny nose and like I sneeze a lot. But I'm not gonna let that stop me from recording a ramble for you guys, especially because I'm recording this on the 8th of August, so kind of doing it a little bit later than I normally would, but I thought it would only be fair that I record it around this time. And I have my, I don't know if you guys can hear it, but I have a little bit of wine in this fancy little glass that I got from Target, and honestly, it sounds so good. And it tastes so good too. I thought, why not kick back, relax, drink a little bit of wine, and record a ramble before I go to bed. I've had a bit of an eventful day today, even though it was only a Monday. I did a lot. I literally woke up, I went to the mall, I went to an arcade, then I went to eat out at this Japanese restaurant that was so good. And then I went to watch The Meg 2. If you guys haven't watched the first Meg movie, then oh my god, what are you doing? That movie's so good. And it's also like really suspenseful. And I feel like I don't want to spoil it for anyone in case you guys want to watch it, but the second part, it had a lot of jump scares, like a lot. I was screaming the whole time in there. And I swear I heard someone laughing at me at some point. I couldn't not laugh, or not laugh, I could not scream, because it's like they do it on purpose. They want me to scream. Ugh. But all in all, it was a really good movie, and I do recommend it if you guys want, like, a new movie to watch. Speaking of movies, I also obviously watched Barbie. I think the whole world has watched Barbie by now. I have no words. It was so good. Like, that movie did something to me. I've already watched it 3 times, and I'm just so addicted to it. I want to go watch it for the 4th time, but I'm containing myself. I just think it's really good, and once again, I don't want to spoil anything, but I will say that I was a little surprised by the ending. It didn't make me cry. I heard a lot of people were crying. For some reason, I wasn't. I thought it was really, like, heartfelt and very deep, and it had a really nice meaning behind it and a nice message, but I did not cry. Surprisingly, because I can be really emotional, especially, like, during ridiculous scenes. Sometimes I cry. My mom looks at me like, why are you crying? So, yeah, I was a little surprised that I didn't cry, but regardless of that, it was a really good movie, and I do recommend it if you guys want to go watch it. And I also know that Oppenheimer is really popular now, obviously. It came out at the same time as Barbie. I haven't watched it yet. I will say, and I feel like a lot of you guys already know this, but Oppenheimer isn't really my kind of movie. I don't see myself sitting down for 3 hours watching it. I feel like I'd get bored. And if I'm being fully honest, I feel like I would fall asleep. Because I heard, like, there's a lot of dialogue and a lot of talking and stuff like that just gets me a little bored sometimes. I like action. I like a little bit of jump scares, a little bit of excitement, some comedy. I'm very, like, vanilla when it comes to movies. I know, but I'm really happy with all of the movies that they've been coming out with this year, especially these past few months. I'm also excited for the new Blue Beetle, right? I gotta look that up to make sure I don't sound like an idiot, but Blue Beetle. Yeah. Okay. I was like, of course it's Blue Beetle. But yeah, I'm excited for that movie. It comes out this month as well, but I haven't watched it yet, so we'll see. I'm stoked, and I'm really happy to see the amount of movies that they've been coming out with this year. I feel like this year is definitely the year for movies, and I'm here for it. Speaking of, I also watched the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. Oh my god, it was like me reliving my childhood, because believe it or not, when I was a little girl, I did watch a lot of Ninja Turtles. I watched the show, and I was honestly so obsessed. I will say that my favorite Ninja Turtle definitely has to be Leo. I'm curious to hear what you guys' favorite is. I know a lot of you out there are great fans, and I've been hearing that people are really liking the movie, which is good. I feel like it was definitely different, and I don't know, I liked it. It was a little weird at some parts, but like, it wasn't weird in a bad way. And I would say that if you are a fan of, like, you know, Ninja Turtles, definitely go watch it. It's worth it for sure. And I think this is it for all of the movies that I've been watching. It's honestly a little overwhelming, because I try to, like, squeeze all of these into one audio, and I try not to leave anything out, but sometimes I finish recording a ramble, and I'm like, fuck, I should have... I'm so sorry, that's my Apple Watch telling me that I need to be sleeping. It literally says your bedtime is set for 1 a.m. Leave me alone, God. My Apple Watch, it likes to call me out. Anyways, God, so rude, interrupted me. Anyway, like I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, sometimes I finish recording a ramble and then, like, moments later I think to myself, fuck, I should have mentioned this one thing. And then I consider going back and trying to, like, somehow record it and squeeze it in, but that never works out. So I try to, like, remember everything that I want to talk to you guys about, but I know that a lot of you really like when I geek out on movies and stuff like that, and I like doing it with you guys too, so I feel like you guys get me, and a lot of you agree with me as well. Plenty of you guys reach out to me on messages, and you respond to, like, my ramble, and you kind of tell me your opinion on certain things that I ask. And I love that, because, like, it shows that you guys really listen to me and you take the time to kind of pay attention to some of the things that I'm blurting throughout my ramble. I just want to say that I appreciate you guys a lot. You know who you are. I appreciate each and every single one of you, whether you message me or you comment, whatever it may be. I honestly just, I'm grateful for you guys in every way possible. And I'm glad to see that a lot of you are liking the longer audios. If you couldn't tell, I'm kind of trying to, like, make my audios a little longer than usual. Honestly, up until last year, I was putting out very short audios. Like, they would be 5-10 minutes long, and I just feel like that's not enough. Especially if I want to, like, I need to stop saying like. I feel like I say like so many times, but yeah. I really enjoy making the audios longer now and adding as many details as I possibly can and as many sound effects. I feel like it's more immersive that way, and I like it a lot. So, yeah. Moving on from that, what else do I want to talk to you guys about today? Let me just take a sip of wine. Honestly, I should have told you guys to, like, grab your wine if you have some too, so we can drink together, but it's up to you. You can totally do that now if you want to. But, let's talk about the weather. Where do I even start? The weather has been so incredibly ugly where I live. I feel like we didn't get a proper summer here. Like, these past few months, June, July, August, they're supposed to be the hottest months of the year, right? They weren't. They were so sucky, and I feel like it was gloomy all the time. It was raining all the time. It still is. Today was supposed to be sunny, but it was literally like storming out, and I couldn't. I was literally on the highway. I couldn't drive properly. I had to pull to the side because the rain was like pouring. I feel like my freaking glass was gonna shatter. So I had to stop. And I was just chilling in my car for like 30 minutes waiting for the rain to stop. And it wasn't. And I was with my friend too. It was so funny. But yeah, safe to say that my summer hasn't exactly been the best summer out there. I really want to like go to the beach and I want to tan a little bit. But every single time I go to the lake or the beach, it rains and the weather gets all gross and then I have to go home. So I haven't really been having a very nice summer, but still trying to make the most of it. And I will say that I am so excited for fall. I'm so excited for Halloween. I can't wait. Oh my gosh. I'm already like brainstorming ideas for October because I want to put out as many creepy audios as I can. Or not really creepy. I'm not very good with creepy stuff. But like very fantasy type audios. Especially because I don't make that kind of stuff, as you guys can tell. And I feel like a lot of you enjoy it. You like vampire stuff, you like alien stuff, fairies, elves, whatever it may be. You guys let me know what kind of audios you want to see from me this year, what kind of Halloween stuff you want to hear. Because everything I put out, I want to make sure that you guys will enjoy listening to. And I never want to put an audio out that you guys won't like. So your opinion matters a lot to me. Feel free to suggest any kind of ideas, any kind of scripts, literally anything helps me. So yeah, just thought I'd throw that out there. For some reason, I feel like whenever I record rambles, my voice gets all husky and it starts sounding a little weird. But whatever, can't do anything about that. That's just how it is. Let me tell you guys a little story about myself. So, I don't know if you're interested in my love life, but if you are, then feel free to listen. I will say that right now my love life is zero. It's so boring. I'm still single as a Pringle, but up until a month ago, I was talking to this guy that I met on Instagram. I thought he was a really cool guy at first. I mean, there were so many things about him that I liked. And I don't know, we were just talking back and forth here and there. And he was just telling me, like, we kept talking for a month. And he was just saying, like, he really likes me and all of that. And, like, he was traveling at some point. And he said, I can't wait to come back and hug you and do this, this, that, whatever. And the funny thing is, yesterday he blocked me. But wait, let me tell you guys why that happens. I think this is the first time I ever get blocked by a guy. And I honestly am still confused as to what his intentions were. But he was basically feeding me lies saying, oh yeah, I like you a lot and I can't wait to see you and stuff like that. And then he would leave me undelivered like all day and send like one message a day. I would respond. It was just very, like, half-assed conversations, and there were no point in them. So, out of curiosity, I thought, you know what, I'm just gonna leave him unopened, because I have nothing to say to one of the messages he sent me at the time. It was so dry. So I didn't say anything to, I didn't reply. And then 2 weeks passed, he didn't even try to reach out and ask me, like, he didn't care that I left him unopened, basically. He didn't bother to make sure that I was okay or anything. And I'm not a dumb girl. To me, that was an indication that obviously this guy doesn't care. He just wants to mess around. So I didn't waste my time with him anymore. But then come yesterday, he messages me and he's like, hey, like, what are you doing this week? Do you want to hang out? And in my head, I'm thinking, is this guy pretending that everything's okay between us? Like, he didn't just go 2 weeks without messaging me or anything. He basically led me on. So obviously me standing my ground, I'm not going to be an idiot and say, yeah, let's see each other when I'm mad at him. So I said, Like, if you would have asked me 2 weeks ago, I would have probably said yes, because back then I was actually interested in him. But that interest slowly and slowly vanished the more he acted like an idiot. And he was basically treating me like an option, and I'm not about that, because I feel like everyone is like this. We want to feel like we are the main priority. We want to feel like we're important to somebody. Because otherwise, why would you talk to them? Why would you waste your time with that person? Do you know what I mean? No one wants to feel unappreciated and unloved and unwanted. And to be fair with you guys, I don't think I've ever felt this way with any guy. He was the first guy to ever make me feel like I wasn't enough. And I'm just trying to be as upfront and as honest and transparent with you guys as possible. But I really did feel like shit after. But basically, when I told him that I don't, like, want to see him, he was like, why? Did you find someone else? So he basically completely missed the point. And he jumped to the conclusion that I found someone else. And I was like, no, but I might as well have found someone else that is actually interested in me. And his response to that was, okay, fine, take care. And then he blocked me. And I was honestly so surprised by that, because I never thought that someone could be such, like, a heartless person, because you played with a girl's feelings and you actually made her feel like you like her. But you never did. You were just messing around with her and probably talking to 10 different girls at the same time. I don't know, but I had never felt so shitty and disrespected, and I was kind of disgusted by his actions. I felt like I did nothing wrong. I was being so honest with him, and my freaking watch needs to stop. It's interrupting me. But yeah, I felt like I was very nice with him, and I honestly treated him. I'm this type of girl, I will treat everyone very, very nicely when I talk to them. And I don't know, I was hurt by his actions, very hurt by his actions, and I feel like because that happened, I'm sort of starting to not want to date anyone anymore. I don't want to, like, put myself out there. I feel like most guys nowadays, they just want to mess around, they want to talk to a girl when they're bored, but then they don't want to commit, and they don't actually mean what they say to a girl. It's scary that someone can be feeding you lies and then turn around and leave you just like that. So to me, that was a big, like, eye-opener. And I just thought it was a story worth sharing with you guys, because if there's anything you should do, it's learn from my mistakes and listen to your gut. If you're talking to someone and you feel like off the bat there are red flags and things that are not pleasing you and things that are eventually going to come in the way of what you're building with that person, then end it right off the bat, because you're going to end up getting hurt. And I just feel like you need to be honest with yourself and your emotions, and don't ever settle for less, and don't accept disrespect from anybody. Like, no one should ever make you feel like you're not enough. And I just want you guys to know that, because I love you and I care about you. And yeah, that's pretty much what's been happening with my love life. Other than that, so boring here, nothing else going on. But yeah, the one time I actually went out with this guy, he was so into me, and he was very flirty and stuff, and he made it very clear that he wanted me. And so I was very confused by his actions, but I guess this is why you don't date boys, little boys, right? We live and we learn, don't we? Honestly, to me, it's his loss, and I've moved on already. And I know that I deserve a good person, and I know that you deserve a good person as well, so that person will come along eventually. And if any of you have that person, then hold on to them, because it is very hard to find a genuine, like, person nowadays that you would want to spend the rest of your life with. So definitely appreciate everyone in your life, whether that is, like, romance-wise or friends-wise or family-wise, whatever it may be. I think it's always important to remember that we're lucky to have people around us, and we shouldn't take that for granted. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the little pity story. I'm not hurt by it anymore. I was in the moment, but like, I'm totally over it now. Hence why I'm telling you guys, I really don't care anymore, but we're moving on. Life goes on either way, right? What else do I want to talk to you guys about? Oh yeah, I was going to mention like traveling and how I feel like everyone is traveling nowadays. I feel like this month, specifically like July, everyone was traveling. And I'm happy for those that are traveling. I kind of wish I can travel all the time. I love, 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 love traveling. But the one part that I hate about traveling is the airplane. Oh my God, you guys. I absolutely hate being on an airplane. It's the worst thing on earth. I don't know, it gives me a headache. The seats are uncomfortable. There's always a baby crying. There's always people screaming. I don't know, it's like a nightmare being on an airplane, but I love reaching my destination, obviously. That's the best part. But I swear to God, you guys, every time I travel, there's a baby on the airplane with me. I don't think I've ever traveled without a baby on board. I'm not kidding. And for some reason, they always choose to sit like right next to me as well. And they cry the entire flight. And it's like, I can't fault the babies for crying, because I'm a full-grown adult and I hate being in an airplane, so I can't really blame the babies for crying. But sometimes I feel bad for the parents because they're the ones that have to deal with it as well, and people get annoyed by the kids. But I feel like if you have a child under one, you probably shouldn't fly with them because they're still so young, you know what I mean? Obviously, they're going to cry a lot on the airplane. So I don't know, I feel like that's definitely something to consider, but people want to live anyways, I guess. Can't help it, right? Yeah, I just thought that was funny. But yeah, I want to travel, like, somewhere new so badly. I want to go to, oh my gosh, I want to go to Greece. I feel like Greece is so beautiful. I also want to go to Italy. Oh my gosh, I want to go to Italy so bad. But I recently found out that Italy, they don't have Starbucks there. Like, what? How is that even legal? Personally, I love Starbucks. I get Starbucks every single day. There's a specific drink in Starbucks that I get. And if it weren't for that drink, I probably would never step foot there again. But if you guys are curious, it is the... Save this. Save it down. I'm waiting right now. Take out a freaking book and a pen and write down. Brown sugar oat milk shake and espresso with vanilla sweet cream cold foam. Guys, I promise, this drink, if you're a fan of coffee, is the best drink on planet Earth, and I recommend it. And if any of you end up ordering it, let me know and tell me if you like it, because I will be so honored and so happy to see that some of you have actually tried it. But yeah, that is my go-to drink. I get it every single day. I feel like I can't go throughout, like, I can't go about my day without getting that drink, because I'm addicted to it, quite literally. But yeah, so I'd still go to Italy anyways. Who cares? I'm sure they have other coffee that's really good. But let me know if you guys have been to Italy, if you've been anywhere fun. Let me know your experience. I love listening to everything you guys tell me. And if you've made it this far into the ramble, then why don't you comment a little wine emoji? Just so we can celebrate the fact that I've been drinking wine this entire time and my head is starting to hurt a little bit. But yeah, comment a wine emoji if you've made it this far. And let me know how you guys enjoyed the ramble. If you guys want to hear more stories about myself, then I would be more than happy to start including those in my future rambles as well. But yeah, I think I'm going to end it here, because I have a little more work to do before I go to bed. Anyways, I love you guys so much, more than the world itself. And I hope that you all have an amazing day, week, night, whatever it may be for you. Have an amazing rest of your day. I love you guys. Bye.